go.
Okay, so this week's parasha, we speak about the building of the Mishkan. And one of the interesting things about the Mishkan and about the parasha that discusses the Mishkan, it's the source for the 39 melachos that we know to be prohibited on Shabbos. And one of the melachos is the melacha of writing, the melacha of kosev, and its counterpart, mochek, writing and erasing. And the source for that action in the Mishkan was actually not in the service of the Mishkan, but in the building and the destruction of the dismantling of the Mishkan. I'm not sure, because there are different opinions as to where the Lamates Melachos are derived from. Are they derived from the actual Avodah in the Mishkan, or are they derived from two schools of thought? Are they derived from the service of the Mishkan, the Avodah of the Mishkan, or the building of the Mishkan? I'm not sure offhand how the Shita that says that the Melachos are derived from the Avodah would identify the source of writing and erasing. But writing and erasing was generally done when they would put together the Mishkan and take it apart, because the krushim, the boards, which would make up the walls of the Mishkan, were basically numbered. They would put the letters or numbers or signs next on one, and then the following board. And so you'd make sure they would all be paired up properly every time they take it down, put it back together. It's like a sukkah. So take down your sukkah, you want to remember which panel goes where, you make a mark, and you put the mark next to it. If they would make a mistake, they would erase it and redo it. So that's where it's writing and erasing.
Right, just why didn't they have it engraved, though?
I can't tell you, I don't know.
So that way they don't have to write or erase.
I can just tell you how it was done. I can't tell you why it wasn't done a different way. You know what I mean? So the Gemara... it's actually the Mishnah, it's on Kuf Dalet, it's 104b, in Masechah Shabbos. The Mishnah says, so, because the writing in the Mishkan was in the way that we mentioned, therefore, I'm going to skip a little bit ahead in the Mishnah, but throughout the Mishnah assumes that you have to write the minimum of two letters. You have to write a minimum of two letters, because one letter is not a word. So you have to write a minimum of two letters.
Clearly they haven't seen the English language.
No, in Lashon HaKodesh, right.
Where A is a word.
Yes, I'm saying as far as Lashon HaKodesh goes, that's a word. And since that's a word, two letters together would now be called writing. Yeah, if, for example, the Mishnah, I'm just looking for the exact Lashon over here. The Mishnah says, if a person will write on the Shnei Luchei Pinkas, Vehein Nehegen Ze Im Ze, Chayev. So Rashi says, what does that mean? It doesn't necessarily mean Pinkas, he says, Rab Vasa Ashmina. It's on two separate things. If you write on two separate boards, but they're one up against the other, that's also called writing a two-letter word. And then later again, you have it on two kosli habayis, al shnei dafei pinchas. Again, it has to be one up against the other. And then the Gemara goes through a whole discussion as to what's called a substance of writing, what's a surface of writing, and those are all details we're not going to get into at the moment. But what the Gemara talks about towards the bottom of the Amud is where you bring two letters together. Okay, you bring two letters close together. That's right. So based on this Gemara, discusses the bringing together the letters, the Ramah, interestingly, in one of his tshuvos, not in his glosses to the Shulchan Aruch, but one of his responses, this is in Siman Kuf Yud Tes, that's 119, discusses a very interesting case, very practical. case is where a person has a book. Picture your modern-day library book. Not here in the Beis Medrash, because I don't think they ever did that here, but if you go to a university, for example, on the pages of the book, it's stamped. It says, you know, Stanford Library, or Goethe University, Mendel Gottesman Library. Yep. So what's going to happen every time you open and close the book?
Yeah.
The potential of writing and erasing.
Yeah.
Right? You're opening the book, you're erasing. You're closing the book, you're writing, potentially.
Yep.
That's...
All right, let's see. Let's see before we dismiss it. Let's see. I mean, the Rama was a pretty smart fellow. So Rama says, Asher sha'alta mimeni, im mutter liftoach olinol b'shabas sefer, ha'kosav alav mibachutz osios, keder shekosin al svar mibachutz, shem ha'svarim, ve'ikla mechash b'zeh mishem mochek v'kosev b'shabas. Talking about now 1500s, this question. Taharei kishiposeches lo yechol nikros ha'osod, ad sheyachzav inalu, ad kan l'shon she'eloscha. Your question is essentially that you are ruining the letter, because it can't be read as a letter anymore, and now you're recreating the letter. Is that called writing or not? So he says, Nira de yeshla daktik beha tuva to hakaimelon sof habone kasa b'mashkin. This is the gemara that we quoted previously on daf kufdal, gemara on Shabbos. The person will write with mashkin, with certain liquids or beverages, b'mei peiros, fruit juice, with dust, ubechol davar she'eno miskayim, anything that's not miskayim, it doesn't have any permanence, pater. V'yadua, the kol p'ture Shabbos, pater aval aser. So when we say pater in Shabbos, it's a good rule to be aware of.
Everything in Shabbos except for three things is pater aval aser.
What is that?
Well, the question is, what does pater mean?
What
does pater aval aser mean? Pater aval aser means that you're not chayim in HaTorah, but you're still, it's rabbinically forbidden.
There are only three things
that are not.
Right, so there's three. I'm going to explain. There's three categories basically. There's usser. Usser implies it's usser even in, as far as the Torah is concerned.
Yeah.
That means you have a carbon if you did that, for example, on Shabbos. Yeah. Sin offering.
Yeah.
And then there is what's called potter. Potter means, according to the Rambam and according to most, potter aval usser. It means that rabbinically, it's forbidden, even though as far as the Torah is concerned, it's permissible. Potter, you potter from the carbon, but it's still, everyone's worried about you over here, but it's still aser. It's aser rabbinically. Potter min haTorah, potter from the carbon, but aser midrabbanan.
This is potter aval aser?
Yeah, when we say potter, read as patur aval asur.
Oh, aval,
yeah.
And not.
But, no, potter, you're exempt, exempt from sacrifice, but forbidden rabbinically.
Right, the three things that are actually potter and mutter on Shabbos are tzedas tzvi, tzedas nachash, and mampis morsa.
So you're saying there are three times where the lashon potter is used?
No, throughout the entire Gemara Shabbos, it talks about everything. This is in the first parak, by the way.
Right, you're saying there are three times that the lashon potter is used, and it even means...
Where it says potter, it means potter and mutter.
Right. Otherwise, we generally use the term mutter. To mean, when we say mutter, that means it's not only mutter min haTorah, it's mutter
right.
Even.
Right, well, it's saying everything except for these three cases, potter means potter aval aser.
Okay, so getting back to this case, so the Ramah in this tshuva says, we know that writing in any of these type of abnormal ways, in a way that's not miskayim, in a way that's not permanent, in a way that lacks permanence, I should say,
potter aval aser.
Is potter. Avalaser, it's not considered ksiva min haTorah. So ultimately, what the Ramah does over here, and we'll see the lashon inside in a minute, but he says this case of closing and opening the book is different than a case that was discussed by the Maharam. The Maharam Rutenberg discussed a slightly different case. It's another famous case in the world of ksiva. It's quoted by the Mordechai over here in Shabbos, in Shin Samach Tes. And the case of the Maharam was as follows. You have a cake with letters on it, right? Which also you see is not a new invention.
Oh,
you have a cake with some type of ksiva on it. Happy birthday, Yona, for example. Or welcome home, Chaim.
Oh,
so when you cut the letters on the cake, So now basically you took them off of the cake forever. And you permanently removed them from the background upon which they were previously fixed. So I'm also at that case, whatever you're going to say about that case, this is different. He says, this case is different. Why is it different?
Which case?
The case of the book. Because when you open the book, he says the letters are sort of just waiting, you know, in the wings to come back together. The way they're detached and they're going to be reaffixed. So even when the letters are separated, there's still, he wants to say, there's still a word there. The word is still there. You didn't take away the word.
Yeah.
You didn't destroy the word. The word is really there.
Yeah.
So by opening the book or closing the book, you're just bringing the letters further apart or closer together, which is not an act of writing or erasing. So I'll read a little bit of this lashon in the
Tshuva.
The cake would be.
Let's say it's a sefer. Let's say it's a sefer that, you, like I said, you take out of a base manager or a library where they do that. Some places do that.
Where so they do what?
Where they stamp the pages.
The spine.
The edge. Well, it's not the spine. I always think is this part of the book, but the other part of the book, the opposite of the spine. This portion right here.
Oh.
Right. You've seen that very often.
I've done that on some of my chumah sefarim also.
Okay.
So because in high school. Very easy for people to just take your stuff and like
inadvertently.
Not show. No, no, not inadvertently.
I don't know.
And the book was cool, right?
He was cool.
He said it's fine.
Yeah, but I wanted to say how he gets to that,
right.
Because this Mordechai is
but
in Shin Samach Tes with the cookies
right,
or the
case,
cake.
But the case of the cake nowadays, they just put like a plaque of chocolate.
Yeah, that's
right
different.
That.
And you can just eat it.
Right. And they just lift it off.
So he's talking about a case Nishal Rabbeinu Meir. The Mordechai says that the Maram was asked. This goes back to the Middle Ages, so you see this is not a new invention.
That's cool.
Al ugos hatinokos, shekosan alena osios, vitevos, on cakes for children, upon which there were letters written or words. Ech ochon osam hatinokos biyom tov. I don't know why it's specifically a Yom Tov question, but I guess that was maybe when they would make these things. They'd make them covered Yom Tov, you know. They would write... Chagasukos on it, or Chagamatos, or whatever, they write some kind of thing on it. Veheshev, imishem mochek b'yantav, leka isura d'oraisa b'mochek, el almanas lichtov. It's not d'oraisa, because the only time you can have erasing, which rises to the level of a Torah prohibition, is when it's almanas. Right? A destructive act is never a Torah prohibition, unless it's constructive in nature. Which would mean it's being done for the sake of doing something constructive after. For example,
making a doorway.
Down a building.
Right, as I make a hole, I make a hole in a wall. Stam, that's destructive. Making a hole in a wall because I want to fix a pipe that's behind it. That could be considered constructive.
Or
right? I want to
make
an opening.
Make an opening. Right,
doing it to make an opening, not constructive. I erase something for the purpose of writing in its stead. That's constructive. I demolish something to build something in its place. That's constructive.
Yeah.
So he says, it's not going to be a daraisa unless you're doing almanas lichto, like we write in Paraklal Gadol. But nonetheless, there is a drabanon here. It's still a drabanon. Ubetinok ein lochosh. And with a young child, you don't have to worry about this iser drabanon. Why? Because up to a certain age, or before a certain age, you don't have to stop a child from violating drabanons. He says, "Ein lochish the cotton lochon avails, ein bezin mitzuvin a love lafrisho heichad the low sapina lebi adayim." So I don't want to get too involved in this question. It's a whole separate issue, but it's discussed in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Mem Gimel when it's appropriate to stand by and watch a child do an isser, when it's not, and the fact that it's never permissible to enable a child to do an isser or to cause a child or instruct a child to do an isser,
even durabon an isser.
That's right.
But if they do it themselves, then you don't. Then you can stand.
Well, let me not say Darabon. No, I don't want to say Darabon. I said,
yeah.
I don't want to get into it. But there are some cases where Darabonans might be permissible.
Yeah.
It has to be for the sake of
the
child.
Right next to the light switch on, because he turned off the light a second ago.
Well, that you wouldn't be able to do. Holding the child is one thing, but
sort of
putting the child there in such a way, the child knows you want him to do it. That's problematic. Because right, by most accounts, putting on an incandescent light would be a daraisa. And even for darabanan, it's not always mutter. It has to be very specific circumstances that would allow you to instruct the child to do a darabanan. Yeah. One of which is that it's really for the child's sake. For your sake, it's generally not so permissible. You know, again,
well, it could be for the child's sake in the context that if you don't have light, he's not getting food.
Okay, I'm saying that could be. But that would be the light is going to be a daraisa. Not all lights, some lights.
I remember a case on Yontif. The power went out.
Right.
And then came back on. That was just terrible.
Some of them are painful. So that wasn't painful. It just took me a while to get. Okay, so the Ramah is now going to distinguish that case, the case of the Maharam, with this case. And this is what he says. I'm skipping a little bit. Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa Lo Shayach. It's going through different theories. Okay, there's different reasons to suggest why it would be problematic. Apparently, people wanted to label the matzahs Aleph, Beis, Gimel. I don't know why you want to do that, but people wanted to do that. Leida Eza Hi Rishona Mishum Dikshe Osa Seida Veshovra Mochek Haksav. Because when you break it, you're breaking the letters beyond it. And Kain Shamiya Mizeh the Derech Machika Veksiva Bekach VeOsa Lasos Afal Gav Delomis Kavi VeIkal Amechem Emer Dahacha Garat Fei. Maybe over here it's worse. The Hasam Inu Ela Mekalkel Dah Mochek Al Menashe Olechtov. There you're just doing it, and that's it. And Kain Havilon Lameshre. Now, first he's saying maybe there's more of a svara to allow those types of mechika because they're not being done al menas. But this, you're opening it with the intent of closing it again. Or you're closing it with the intent of opening it. Achein, I'm skipping again. Yesh limtzot tzadhet v'binidon zed v'ikol ameymar holov ha'omid liftalach v'linol ein derech mechika v'kach. He says maybe this is not even called erasing and writing because you're not removing. It's omeg. It's there. It's somewhat. It's in a fixed orbit, basically.
Yeah.
You're not removing the letters. You're sort of just moving them. You're not removing them.
Yeah, yeah.
And his lashon is like this: v'teida de garcina per kabona kosev al beis luchei pinkas. Like we mentioned, the person puts two boards or two plates together. V'neg and zayim zeh chayev al beis dapi pinkas ve'in neg and zayim zeh potter. Piyush Rashi: aluchei pinkas shel chenvonim kein osan shel socharim sheish lahem luchim harbe. Chakukim, v'tuchim b'shaiva, imnegin v'nikrin ze'im ze'eh, shekosin al b'yisif se'ha levochin, sam smuchin ze'el ze'eh chayiv. Again, if they're one up against the other, chayiv. O'me'ata yesh l'daktik, amai tana ha'kosev aluchei pinkas. L'tani rabusa tvei, dafil ha'yuksuvim kvar. Why did the Gemara specifically give the case, or the Mishnah rather, give the case where you're writing it? Why didn't you give the case where it's written already? Why didn't you give the bigger chiddush? You want to tell me it's also? Tell me where it's written already, and you move them into place. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Ramah is saying the Mishnah only spoke about a case where you actually wrote it in like this. You wrote it on two things, and then you situate them one another.
Because it's not isser to write just one letter at a time, you mean?
Not us, no, certainly not Minotaurah. Right.
Minotaurah, it's only three letters, right?
No, two letters.
Two letters is isser.
Right.
So if you had a whole bunch of little confetti and you wrote
each one individually, it's the Rabbanon, it's not the Raisa.
Okay, but
it's
then you could rearrange the confetti.
Oh, so that's a question. So he says, "Me'atish l'daktika, my tana kosev aluchei pinchas, l'tani rab vasatrei, dafil hayuksuvim kvar, in poseach v'noel apinchas, dahavi ksivo mechika." Why don't you say, you ever see those things, like in some older shul they have, they want to change the... I want to show the page number where they're up to in the services. So they have a big thing, and the things flip over like this, and the letters come, the numbers come in place. So let's say you have that. Let's say you flip one on this side and one on this side, and now they're in place. So let's say you had a situation where they were letters, they were spelling out a two-letter word, S or something like that. So it says, how come the Mishnah doesn't give that case? Why does it say specifically writing it in that way? So Elamai, what must it be? It must be... The ein zeh mikrei ksiva mechika. That must be not called writing and erasing. The ein lama dechiyuvei lama chayev aval potter aval loser. He says it must be that this is not called ksiva, and then he goes on to, again, to distinguish it in the manner which we said before. I'm skipping a lot because I think I want to get to other areas here. But who adim b'didon didon the afagav the poseach v'noel eino ose ela hakreva v'harchaka. All you're doing is moving it further and closer. V'lav klum avad da hakreva eino ma'isa klal. That's not called a ma'isa ksiva. All you're doing is bringing the portion of the word, or in this case, the portion of the letter or the phrase closer together or further away. The ein lachalik the shiny halsim the kol os kasev legami b'makom echad veinu machuse rak hakreva avakasha poseach be'emtze os. That's when you separate in the middle of a letter or in the middle of a word. Havi kikosev the zeino the inin chiyav shabbos beis osios kos echad damya. That's basically what he's saying. It doesn't matter. It's not like the other case with the cookie, with the cake, where you're breaking into it. Why? Because he says in that case, the ka'ovid ma'isa. No, you want to say it's not like that. You want to say over there, you're doing a ma'isa. The after lachs of the karvan. That's a real removal. That's an act of removal because you can't then put it back. Aval imhoya mafridon zemizev. If you would just, let's say, pull it apart and then you push it back together. V'chaz of the karvan. Efshar the shari, the krave alav ma'isu. The kol shekain b'sefer. Ome lino v'toch. The krave also v'harchakaso. Lav klumu. That's basically the psak of the Ramah that this is mutter because going like this, moving it and taking it back and further away and putting it back, that's not called mechika, it's not called ksiva. That's the Ramah's svar. He says it distinguishes it from the case of the Mordechai with the cookies.
So again, now, we're just
the Ramah says it's permissible, and he distinguishes the case of the Maharam Mirutenberg, which was quoted by the Mordechai, the cookie case.
No, the cookies are fine.
No, they're not good. They're not good.
Why not again?
Because that's, he says, he's erasing. You're biting into the...
But you're not using it for a constructive purpose.
So it's the Rabbanan.
Oh, fine. All right.
Now again, I'm not saying there's no way to do it.
To eat that on Shabbos, is what you're saying. Just don't have it for Shabbos.
Well, right now, that's what he's saying. I mean, obviously, there are discussions. I don't want to give the person the impression that it's always going to be us. So it depends how it's written, by the way. We're not talking about that. I just want to stick with the bookcase. But like a Hershey bar, for example, I think everyone agrees it's mutter to eat the Hershey bar, even though it says Hershey's on it.
But those are within the sections.
What's that?
But those are...
I think it's because it's made from the thing itself also. Yeah, it's the thing itself. It's not like a separate thing. And the question is where it's...
If you put icing on it...
That's where it becomes at least questionable. That's where at least where it becomes questionable. And even that is not always us. We have to maybe go through that separately. But I want to stick with this just for a few minutes.
Sure.
Thank you. The Prisha, which I didn't take from the back, so the Prisha is a Talmud of the Ramah, actually. His name is Rabbi Yeshua Pollack. So he wants to bring another Raya for his Rebbe. He brings another Raya, it's on Simon Shemem, Dibra Hamastel Uma. So in the Prisha, he wrote two commentaries, the Drisha and the Prisha. So in the Prisha, he wants to say that it's true. It's also for a person to build a door. Or to destroy a door. That's Bonet and Soser. But everyone agrees that you can open a door and close a door. Right? No one says you can't open or close a door, because that's part of the normal use, to open and close. He wants to say so too over here. Opening and closing a book is normal, and therefore you can't say that it's called Mochek and Kose. It's the same svar race like Thermal already said. It's sort of just expounding on it and giving a further support to what his Rebbe said. I'm sure you guys could all identify with that. Everyone wants to support the Rebbe, show that the Rebbe is saying something correct. Now, on the other hand, you have obviously detractors. Not everyone was in agreement with this. Svar the Lavush, another magical moment for us here. Get to quote the Lavush. So Lavush says the opposite.
By the way, why is he called the Lavush?
He named the Sefer. His farmer all named...
Garment.
Yeah. Thank you for telling.
Are these two like the only ones who come?
You're here.
Well,
remember you said you came to learn.
I'm saying like usually,
generally. Yeah. Generally, Dr. J's usually here. Pesach and his time was here. It's about more quality than quantity. Last week it was just me and Jonah.
Wait,
and we Skyped.
You're right.
What were we talking about last week?
Yeah, we were Skyping.
Last week we spoke about...
I know that I would have Skyped also.
Oh, Machaber took a green sociological significance.
No, that's in the morning.
Buxer carob tree?
No.
Fragrant smell.
That's 2 weeks ago.
The board must adjudicate case and no...
Oh, yeah, not going to secular courts.
There you go.
Mishpatim. So the Levush writes that he thinks the opposite is true, that the book is worse than the door and worse than the cake. He says that, he agrees, you only over the serve mechika min haTorah when you're erased for the purpose of writing. So he says, cutting into a cake is not that. He agrees, that's the Rabbanan. You cut into a cake, it's not an issur d'oraisa, you're not cutting it to rewrite on it, you're cutting it to eat it, that's it. No one's going to reattach the letters. But once again, in the case of the book, you open it,
and you're closing it forms a word.
You open it for the purpose of closing it, right? So he wants to say that opening the book is
a
mechika.
You don't open the book for the purpose of closing it. You open the book for the purpose.
He's saying with
of
the knowledge. It's like with the knowledge that you're going to close it. I'm just telling you what he says. I'm not saying everyone agrees with it.
And what happens if you're one of those people like me where you don't close the book because you want to keep your place?
You turn it down upside back, upside down.
Oof. Yeah,
I'm wincing just thinking about that.
Well,
I can't stand that. Break the bindings of the books.
I don't do it on Svarim. I don't do it on
anything. I don't know. It seems very harsh.
Yeah.
Your dad does that?
My dad's very big on that.
On doing that or not doing that?
I'm not doing that. I mean, like, I only do it in emergency situations. Like, there's no other possible.
There's no piece of paper around.
Yeah,
nothing.
No piece of paper,
tissue.
Nothing to do. Can't, like, put, like,
I don't know. I think that's even worse than dog earing the book. I don't know. I think the dog ear is better.
The dog ear.
I think that's better than that. In any event, so he claims that when you cut the cake, it's not to reattach it, but when you open the book, since you will close it later or the reverse, it's considered like a preparation.
And
opening is a preparation for closing.
And what if you're someone like me who?
I hear what he's saying. So he wants to suggest that it may well be that it's like a d'oraisa. Now the Taz in Sifkat and Beis over here, he brings down the Levush and he says, no, that's not. He doesn't like that. He thinks it doesn't make sense. Not Mustafa. It's Shin Mem Sif Cotton Beis. Since we have it, I'll just read it inside quickly. Yeah. So the Taz writes. He brings down the Mordechai. And that whole discussion regarding the Ugos. Then he quotes the Levush. And he doesn't like the Levush. The Mordechai B'Shem Maharam Kasa B'Zeh. You can't do it actively. Mashma the gadol, if the person is an older person, a person who's bound to keep all the mitzvahs, that would be aser. Velohe vantize. Daha afil makom shiyesh av malacha kigon borer. Ain't shayach b'mokam achila. So the first thing he says is, when it comes to malachos, if it's derech achila, very often we say that's not called the malacha. Kevin shu osa kein letzorech achila. V'chein betochein. Kol shekein b'zeh. Shu mekalkel, you're doing this derech kilkel. It's not constructive anymore. Kevin shein mochik amanas lichto. V'kol mekalkel paturim. Lami hei osu derech achila. V'im isu mishum she osa tchilas osios. The reason why this is problematic is because you're doing it and knowing that you're going to ruin it while you eat. That should also be also for the cotton. Why? That's sapinim biyadayim v'tzarech iyun. Ubelavush kasa v'nirli dehu adin osan svarim shekosin aleim b'rosh echul biyadapim l'mayla o mitzidehen osios o tevos kimo shenogu k'tas. She osin asvarim osir leposkon b'shamis. Mishemochek, that he's quoting Lavush. The Lavush says it's also to open up these books. Shehare shover umochek haosios, v'chein lachzor lasogro, also mishem kosev. Lafikach nira de chomir tfei. The Lavush wrote that it was more strict than the case of the Ugos. The ein sham elamochek. V'kan yish mochek almanas lichtov. That's what he claims. Shehare daito lachzor lasogro achar limud, v'karav ani lomar shechayev lov chatos. Meaning he thinks it's pretty close to being a Doraisa.
Oh,
that was Lavush. Now, he doesn't like that.
You mean this is again...
The Taz now is going to say, I don't like this position of Lavush. It's too radical. He says, he was mafriz al midosav. He went off the deep end when he said that yechayev chatas. La anosh bezeh chatas. Right? Mitam kosev. Dafilu lefi svaroso. He says, even according to his svaro, should be potter. The reason why you close the book is not so that the word will be put back. When you close the book, it's not so that you'll have the word that says, you know, Mendel Gottesman Library. That's not why you're closing the book.
Yeah.
So you can't say that I'm doing it in order to write. El al skiras hasefer. You want the book to be closed because you don't like putting the book with its spine down, smashed into the table. Right? Vesu nearly, the ain kan lo mochek. And he says, moreover, I'll tell you, I don't think it's erasing. Velo kosev. He says, I don't think it's anything. And he brings a ride from the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuftalin. El shemachusar kreva v'atzan, kosev al shnei kosle abayis, val beiz da'api apinkos, ve'negen zem ze potter. So hosar mechusar mais of the kreva. Pirish, de'eno makarvin el aide ktitza ha'mafsik b'neim. V'chikamar kagon kosev achas al svas luach zu b'tveria, v'ata yochel karev shalo b'mais el kreva ba'alma, v'nei mechuyov, the hosam numad potter lindondidon, the chihechi, the hosam chayim mishem ksiva, afo pish ain't smuchim, elahavim ki iluhim zetel zeva chayim chatas. Memela kan, the nisrachaka ksiva, chashiva lo ki ilu adayin smuchim. Similar to what the Ramah said, he wants to say, it's like it's still, they're really still near each other. Still near each other. He wants to say that it can only be kose when there's a maisa of writing. There's no maisa of writing here, you're just bringing one letter close to the other. So he wants to say that that co-save is not just creating a situation where I see a finished product, but it's a mice of ksiva. This is not called a mice of ksiva. And therefore, it's not ksiva. And he says the same thing by mechika. This is very similar, I think, very similar to the tshuva of the Ramah. This is not the mice of the malacha. It's true, at the end of the day, you have a letter, you have a word. But that's not called co-save or mochi. So by opening the book, or conversely by closing it, you're not going to have a violation of halacha. This halacha, however, it's interesting, is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah has a whole long tshuva about it, but he doesn't say a kihuzeh about it in the actual glosses to the Shulchan Aruch. In his agos, in his glosses to the Mechaber, he doesn't mention anything.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. I'm saying it's a curiosity.
Yeah.
I can't tell you why. It's mentioned here in the Taz, mentioned in Lavush, mentioned by Yolad and Osekalim, but it wasn't deemed, I guess, worthy of discussion in the Shulchan Aruch or the Ramah.
Do we have the official language? Or do we only know about it because the other...
No, here, I showed you the tshuva of the Ramah. It's quite an extensive tshuva.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not that the Ramah never dealt with it, that's clear.
Yeah.
And you see the Prisha spoke about it, so he knew that the Ramah spoke about it.
Okay.
It's not... I don't know. I can't
it's
answer that question.
People didn't trust what the Mishnah
wrote. Yeah, now you know
what
the Mishnah
wrote. What the Shulchan Aruch said. They didn't.
I don't know why. I'm saying it wasn't there. It's just, it seems like a hot topic. Everyone else spoke about it sort of around the Shulchan Aruch, but they didn't talk about it. I can't tell you why. But the Mishnah Berurah does comment on this. And the Mishnah Berurah, again, is in the same siman, Shin Mem. Shin Mem. This is in Seif Katan Yud Zayin. So in Shin Mem Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah sort of sums up here, and he says as follows: that's Sif Katan Yud Zayin. Va'afte eino almanas lechtov yisur darbana mihu ika va'afshin amachavin limchok psik reishu v'asur apu darbana. Second, v'sefer shekosav alav b'roshei chudei dapav, on the tips of the edges of the pages. O tevos, either word, letters or words. Yesh osen lepaskol lenolo b'shabbos. Who's that opinion? So far, that's the Lavush. Everyone else pretty much rejected that. Right? The Ramah said it's okay. The Prisha said it's okay. The Taz said it's okay. The Lavush was the lone wolf. So he says, Aval das haramah b'tshuva lahokel b'zeh. V'chein das harbe achronim. And what's their reason? V'taymam. The cave on the osli linov l'tach tamid, since it's the norm, it's the way it was created to open and close. Lekabe mishum mechikav siva havi kedelas hanizgav niftach. It's like a door, open and close. The ainbo mishum binyan vestir vechena minig. And that's the minig. The minig is not to be strict about this. However, and the Shaar Tzion, by the way, tells you who are these harbi achronim tzeitz mutter, Knesset Sagdol, the Taz, the Prisha. Chavs Yar, El Yeraba, the Ode Poskim. Not sure who this is here. I guess this is maybe the Ramami Panu.
The thing is,
Tosa Shabbos.
The thing is, if someone comes up to you and tells you, oh, that's Usher.
You could say there are opinions that say it's Usher, but.
I'm saying, like, but we specifically, everybody knows that we follow what's pretty much what's written here. And he's saying, oh, it's Usher. For sure.
So yeah, what do you want me to tell you? What you should respond? The Mishnah Berurah does say it's proper to be machmir because sheyesh lo sefer acher.
Yeah.
He says that when you have another sefer, it's preferable to be machmir.
What do you mean if you have a second
copy of the
sefer? I don't know. It's a good question. What does it mean? Like a sefer acher. A guy wants to learn. He's learning Yevamos now. He's not learning Bava Kama. I don't know if that's sefer acher.
I would say sefer acher is where it's another like
copy
of
the same thing.
Probably.
Oh man, it's too bad they didn't think to include that.
But at the end of the Shaar Tzion on this Nakuda, the Shaar Tzion writes, it's better to avoid this whole problem and not to stamp on the not to stamp on the Svarim. Now it's interesting. This is addressed by the contemporary Svarim. The Shmir Shabbos talks about this. Maybe we'll conclude with this. Shmir Shabbos Keolchasa. Is this in Simon Perek, rather. Perek Chof Ches, chapter 28, Seif Beis. Listen to his Lashon. Rabim Mekilim. Many people are lenient. Liftoach v'lizgar sefer asher osios o tziurim ksuvim o medupasim al chudo. We have a picture that you don't usually see, but you do see stamped, you know, Peninsula Public Library, something like that. He says, Rabim are Mekel. Many people are Mekel. Ach nochel lahachmir. But it's proper to be machmir. V'lo l'shtamish b'sefer kazeh. It's proper not to use it. Again, we have to see why that is. Everything that we've seen other than Lavush, and maybe that last line in the Mishnah Berurah, would suggest that it's 100% mutter. Lavush was oser, but everyone else said he's wrong. The Mishnah Berurah even seems to say that most achronim argue on Lavush, but it's proper to be machmir when you have another sefer. So why does he say you shouldn't use it? In yesh b'yado acher. It's proper to be machmir if you have acher, if you have another sefer. Ulechatchila vade tov shalolach tov osios otsiurim alchu de hasefer. So in the notes, he says the following. Brings down to the Mishnah Berurah as the source for this discussion. And he has an interesting question here. He says, "Yesh la'ayin lama lo matzanu laser lizgar sefer kaze shekasav al chudu achar shimush bo." Why don't you say it's also to close when you finished? If there's a potential problem with closing it, so why should you be allowed to close it when you're done? Halo yachol ashiro pasua v'lo l'sogro. Hainib ofen shol yibo mishum bizayon. Okay, you'll cover it up. So he doesn't answer that. But then he has a psak here from Rosh Shlomo Zalman. He says, v'shamati mehagon Rosh Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach, who was then Shlita, v'btziyurim she'im lahem mashmos einogen lahachmir. If it's just stam, like, I guess like this. This doesn't have any kind of specific depiction. It's a design, but it's nothing
it's just
specific.
Random splattering.
Right. As he says that ain't no gan lahachmir.
What if it were like squares and circles?
I think it means like lahim lamashmos doesn't look like anything specific. I guess I'm like it's not a tree, not a picture of a tree. Yeah. I don't know, something that's not this, just random, you know, Rorschach test, and an actual figure. I don't know, square might be a little bit different, because that has specific depiction.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, there's one other Nakuda here. The... he quotes Chuvas Avni Nezer and the Chazon Ish, the Mikol Makom Roi Lahachmir. So the Avni Nezer and the Chazon Ish were more Machmir. I thought he quoted a Pesachim here from a Moshe also, but it doesn't seem to be the case. I thought he quotes from Moshe. Give me one more second, please, if you don't mind. No. Maybe it's an earlier place. One second. Ted Zion. Where he talks about making a puzzle. Yeah, so Tazayin Chav Gimel Mutal Asachik B'Mischakei Osios V'Tziyurim Shebehem Menichim Osios Ochelkei Osios V'Timuna Zel V'Yad Zeh U'Mitzarfim Osam L'Mila Shlema O'Litmuna, pieces that you put together side by side that make a picture or a word read as Scrabble or a puzzle. V'Ushal O'Yikveh As HaMila O'As HaTmuna B'Mizgeret, as long as it doesn't fit into an actual frame like the deluxe Scrabble. V'gam ein hachalokim shonim mischabrim uma mishadkim zebze, as long as they don't really stick together tightly.
I have a question.
Yeah, just give me one second. I'll take your question one second. Oh, here he quotes the Igros Moshe. Ein shin mem b'mishne b'rusiv katan chaf beiz. And when is it asr? It's asr when it's subject to lasting, you know, permanently, when you put in a frame. We just put them close together. I think that's the chew that I was referring to. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. You had a question?
Yeah, what if the guy's mute and he needs, like, Scrabble to, like, speak?
Seems to be okay, but you shouldn't do it in such a way, like I said, where it's fitting into the frame. If it's just being put next to each other, it seems to be okay.
Okay.
Even with Chachila.
That is cool.
About the difference between the two.
No. How a mute guy converses on Shabbos. He can't write.
Well,
so
I guess you have to move letters.
Yeah.
I mean, you could sign. I'm guessing that they sign.
Sign language, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, but not everybody understands sign language.
Right. That's true. All right, hopefully that's in a halacha of the Lamaisis, yeah.